This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Sons of Liberty friends, and please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Like I said, have been busted for these very crimes, but they're still there. And there's the strength of your faith in man, folks. Jesus didn't commit himself to man, but you do. See, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And see, when we go back to Deuteronomy 4, it tells us exactly what we're supposed to be doing. It's the people that are to keep the statutes and the judgments of God. And it's the strength of the Constitution which lies in the people, said Albert Einstein. But see, people in this country, they don't want to hear that. And you know what? I don't care that you don't want to hear that. I'm just showing you the responsible party once again for the crimes that are being tolerated in this country. All this Russian talk, all this conspiratorial talk with Donald Trump and all these others, folks, it's nothing but diversion, period. It's the Russians and the communists within stirring the people up to get your eyes off the ball in an attempt to create domestic insurrection. Like I've always said, the conservatives are starting to pick up on that one too. Good for them. Good for them. A little behind the eight ball though, aren't we, friends? Yeah, they are. You have some serious enemies, folks, and they are Russian. They are Chinese. And folks, these are within that you tolerate that are creating the problems in what you deal with. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 4, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. You forsake your own mercies, America, by tolerating this. You forsake your own mercies by tolerating the corruption in the church, in the governments, in the media. All working hand in glove to destroy your own country. You know, let me go back to one of the things that was brought up. And when we're talking about the email that I just received, that President Trump said, Mark Levin knows more than the Constitution. But then again, the lawyers were damned. Read Matthew 23. Woe to you lawyers who withhold the keys of knowledge. Common sense. You know what Mark Levin does? He sides with Donald Trump to help Donald Trump stand big and tall and strong. To make him look good. Because that way Mark Levin's always got a job. But when Mark Levin goes to the Constitution the way that I just did, guess what? There's a demand on the people to respond to the truth. And we know on the sonsoflibertyradio.com that, folks, the truth that is given, we find hope by responding to that truth that's given. We're going to come right back. How did our forefathers deal with those that committed the act of treason? Not the way that you're seeing today through inaction.
Was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Got Tom calling from Baltimore. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley. I'm mad as well. You know, everyone should be furious, honestly, and I don't know how to get it through to people. If you're not doing something, and I'm going to say this in proper terms, I hope it strikes people hard, but it's the truth. If you're not doing something in order to secure your freedoms and the freedoms of your fellow countrymen, then you must like that feeling in your lower body like constipation, because I'll tell you what, we are being figuratively sodomized every single day, and we have been for years. And if you don't struggle to get away from that male member that's inside of you, then you must like it. So think about that, men. If you're not doing something, even a little something, then you must like the sodomization. And by the way, if we're being figuratively sodomized at this point, how long do you think it'll be before you're literally sodomized? But if you like it, keep the course.
Yeah, I guess I don't know that that would have been the analogy, but I totally get what you're saying.
And well, you know what?
That's what people are saying.
I thought about it for a long time. I thought about it for a long time, and I thought, how do you get the message across? And men, most men are proud to be men or secure in their masculinity. But if they don't realize what's happening, they need to be told. And that's exactly what's happening. I can't think of a better way to describe what's happening to this country. We're treated like children. Well, actually, they started by treating us like children, and then like slaves, and now like a basic whore.
Yeah.
And by the way, the president is the chief law enforcement officer in this land. I don't know where people got the idea that the AG is. He is not.
Well, they got the idea from the likes of Mark Lynn, from the likes of Rush Limbaugh, from the likes of Glenn Beck. See, what they're doing is they're taking it through someone else's word. It's like they're pastors. You know, they have this false grace that they live out, that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do and use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Well, it's bled over into the conservative side now, and the conservatives are teaching them, you know, it's my opinion that matters here, not what the law states. And see, they are also the ones that are bleeding into the American people that our democracy, democracy as if to suggest opinion is better than law. We're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law in this country, and that's exactly why they revert back to people like the secularist Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and the list goes on and on. And it's totally personal. I want to say that, Tom. It's totally personal what these people are being used, the conduits of American destruction through ignorance. And what I'm saying is totally personal.
You notice what Levin has been pushing, and that's a constitutional Congress. And a lot of people have been pushing for that. I might have got the wording wrong. Maybe it's right. It's when the states come together and they want to amend the Constitution. That's a very bad, very bad idea. Because
it's very dangerous, yes.
What they don't tell you is it's like doing work on your medieval fortress, and you have to let down all the gates in order to do the outside work, so you leave yourself open to anything. They don't tell you that part. They just make it sound like, oh, we'll just be adding one amendment or two amendments or doing this or that. No, you open up the entire document to scrutiny, change, modification. It's very dangerous. You're right.
Yeah. I appreciate the phone call, Tom. I always do. Again, folks, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, last week I shared with you Hillary Clinton can illegally get the questions to the debate and delete 33,000 emails, but my son Don is being scorned by the fake news media. Well, as long as big talk works for you, America, congratulations, because that's as far as it goes. And furthermore, isn't he the president of the United States of America? And again, let me just lay in your candor. Isn't it the president of the United States that can go ahead and create war with third world countries at will, unconstitutionally? And for some reason, he's got the power to do that, but he doesn't have power to clean house. What constitution do you suppose that they're ignoring, friends? I want to tell you it's one. The Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights in this country, because it's absolutely ridiculous what people pacify themselves with. And at the end of the day, just like I said in Jonah 2:4, they that observe lying vanities forsake your own mercy. And that's exactly what you're doing, is you're forsaking your own mercy by leaving off judgment that must be brought forth to preserve our republic. Or like that of the first segment, friends, that we were talking about, Machiavelli was destroyed. The Republican Machiavelli was destroyed because the people allowed corruption in their government. They didn't bring forth impeachment, yet Article 2, Section 4 tells us that's exactly the remedy to the problem. But again, as long as Mark Levin or any other secular said that, you know, there's nothing he can do about it, then I guess it must be so in the minds of those that have been deluded from the top to the bottom. I got a question for you. How did our forefathers deal with corruption? You remember Benedict Arnold? Did you guys know that everybody thought that Benedict Arnold was a patriot? Yet when exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. How many politicians in America have been busted committing high treason against its own country? How many? You know, it's interesting. We have a friend named Judge Roy Moore. They call him the Ten Commandments Judge out of Alabama. You know who's attacking him, friends? You know, to remove the Ten Commandments, they're afraid of him. McConnell. Allegedly coke trafficking Mitch McConnell and Karl Rove. Remember Karl Rove? He was the one that was working with George W. Bush, that Christian president. Did you know back in the 90s when Judge Roy Moore was attacked, he was told to remove the Ten Commandments from his courtroom? Did you know that it was personally George Bush Jr.? And did you also know that it was personally Karl Rove that were doing the attacking through the ACLU concerning the likes of Judge Roy Moore? Folks, it's all over the boards. What are they afraid of? They're afraid that Judge Roy Moore will get into position to actually bring forth and drop the hammer. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of being exposed for who they are, because there is men and women out there that will do what needs to get done. And I praise God for every single one of them. But going back to Benedict Arnold, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. In July 1780, Arnold sought and obtained a command of the fort at West Point. He already begun a year-long correspondence with General Sir Henry Clinton in New York City through Mayor Andre and was closely involved, Major Andre, and was closely involved with Beverly Robinson, a prominent loyalist in command of a loyalist regiment. Loyalist meant that they were still adhered. They were loyal to Great Britain in their cause. Over that of the 13 colonies in the United States, was separated after time to give us what we have today. Arnold offered to hand the fort over to the British for $20,300, close to $3 million in 2015 terms, and a brigadier's commission, okay? So he was playing the Judas with the American cause, namely George Washington. He chose West Point for strategic importance, and the Americans had been using its position to prevent British ships from moving northward from New York City up the Hudson and connecting with British forces in Canada, a move that would have split the North from the South. But his plans were thwarted by the grace of God and the mercy of God. Nothing's covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. When Andre was captured September 23rd, 1780, with the pass signed by guess who? The man that everybody thought was a patriot. That was for the cause of the American cause to establish what we have today over 240 years later. See, Benedict Arnold was selling the American cause off like Judas sold the Son of Man for 30 pieces of silver. And it's exactly what you allow politicians to do on a daily basis. But how was it dealt with? How were those that committed the act of treason, how were they dealt with? September 23rd, 1780, with a pass signed by Arnold, Andre was carrying documents that disclosed the plot and which incriminated Benedict Arnold. How did George Washington deal with them? How did the President of the United States of America, the first President of the United States of America, deal with treason? The opposite of the way that we're told today by the likes of the conservatives, namely Mark Levin, who claimed that President Trump cannot enforce the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. But it's interesting as well, friends, how they can prosecute anybody that exposes them or kill them off for anybody that exposes them for who they are with a mere pat on the back telling the American people that it was another suicide through the likes of Hillary Clinton. And the American people just roll over in the face of it and allow the witch committing treason on a daily basis, killing off hundreds. Folks, we're getting into the hundreds that the Clintons are now responsible for concerning them that allegedly and mysteriously have died off around the Clinton criminal family. There's a true story told of Major Andre. He had been caught as a spy working with the likes of Benedict Arnold in our country. And there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of...
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, final segment. Started the conversation out today, today's show, friends, with the Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed because the people refused to impeach and indict corruption in their own government. And then we reverted over to an email where it was highlighting, it was headlined, "Let us not bear false witness." That's how it was sent to me. And he said, "Since you advertised for Mark Levin on the Sons of Liberty website," which I didn't know, "you should listen to his Friday's show. He's claiming President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary." And lo and behold, friends, and see how this works line upon line, precept upon precept, manifesting the counsels of the Most High God. On August 7th, which is today, Trump's clashing with generals over Afghanistan, but officials, somehow that's a label that where they're above the law and they can do what they want, but officials say that Trump will likely send troops. Man, it's amazing how that works. Which goes and coincides with the point that I was making. He has no power to bring forth judgment upon corruption in America, but when it comes to third world countries to make a whole lot of money for the coffers of the military industrial complex, he's got the power to do that, and the American people sit down and they let him do it. And then I started to talk about the appeasers like Gowdy and Chaffetz and ISA. And I said to you, they're doing such a great job. They're still the Clintons, they're still the Obamas, they're still the Pelosis, the Reeds, the Ryans, etc. They're still doing what they want to do at will, because you don't realize Gowdy, Chaffetz, and ISA are nothing but the American appeasers guarding their own, protecting their own. And don't tell me they're not, because action speaks a lot louder than words. Then I brought up the definition of insanity, and that is to keep doing the same things and expecting different results. Isn't that amazing how that works? You want to talk about hypocrisy? There you have it. There you have it right there. Nothing but a country filled with hypocrites that tolerate the hypocritical. Pharisees, Herodians, John the Baptist called you a bunch of snakes. And isn't it interesting how he brought about the resolve to the issues at hand? When he said, lay the axe to the root of the tree. But no, that righteous prophet, the greatest prophet born of women, was somehow ostracized because they wanted to reject the counsel of God against themselves. So they were okay when John got his head lopped off to their own demise. And what took place 40 years later? It wasn't good. 1,100,000 old English friends were crucified on the walls because they said of the Christ, who John the Baptist was the forerunner to and of, they rejected the Christ and they gave way to, we have no king but King Caesar. And who was that? That was the Herodians of the day, friends. That was the Pharisees, the religious of the day. It's the same thing happening today, America. Same spirit. Nothing new under the sun. They persecute the living and they praise the dead ones. I'm talking about the saints. And then I brought forth, friends, how did our forefathers, who, by the way, wrote this constitution in which I'm making reference to, hey, America? George Washington was a partaker of the Constitution of the United States, as were our forefathers. How did the first president of the United States of America deal with corruption? During the last segment, I brought forth the history of Major Andre, who was busted hand in glove with Benedict Arnold. Well, the American colonies at that time thought Benedict Arnold was a patriot to uphold dying laws, when in fact he turned out to be a Judas. And Major Andre was in cahoots with him at that particular time. And he had been caught as a spy in our country. See, these corrupt politicians have been caught a million times over, but the American people add strength to tyranny by tolerating them. By tolerating them. I don't care if it's treason. I don't care if it's them selling uranium ore to the Chinese or the Russians. The American people, they'll surely just show mercy, won't they? As they forsake their own mercy because they observe lying vanities. Jonah 2:4. Major Andre, he was busted as a spy in our country, along with Benedict Arnold. He was guilty of violating the laws of war. And what was the consequence? He was to be put to death. And what I shared with you right during the last segment, right before the break, friends, is that the people of the day, on the other hand, there was his youth. They looked to his attainments and his honorable connections and his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live, even all the while knowing that he was committing the act of treason against the American cause. They were just positive thinkers, the power of positive thinking. You know, they thought of the glass that was half filled rather than half empty. You know, those people, I can't stand them. They're worthless. Evil men understand not the judgment of God. Proverbs 28, read it. And why? Because the wicked praise the wicked. The Bible says those that forsake the law praise the wicked. Those that forsake God's moral law praise the wicked. But how did George deal with it? In the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision because both could not be satisfied. And there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, Washington so loved his country. Just like a good representative so loves their country, just like a judge, when they so love their country, they show mercy to the multitude by dealing with the corrupt. Isaiah 26, verse 9. You know, the problem we have in this country, friends, is people don't know the character of God. They don't know the character of God. They've never read the first part of the book. Oh, you know, we're not under the Old Testament. It's the character of God. What are you talking about? When you read Matthew, which is the first book in the New Testament, what does it outline? It outlines the lineage of all of those that were in the Old Testament, bringing you to cross over into the New Testament. The Lord didn't abrogate moral law. He abrogated ceremonial law. Make the distinction. It's like seeing a movie and only seeing part two and not understanding part one. It doesn't make any sense. You're missing half of the movie. You're missing the pith and the marrow, the heart of the movie, if you've only seen one part. And in this particular analogy that I'm giving you is the Bible. Don't tell me that you understand the New Testament if you don't understand the Old Testament. It's a fulfilling of the old into the new. And that's what Christ did. He fulfilled it. He didn't do away with nothing except ceremonial law, which he also fulfilled in a type. So in the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision because he knew both couldn't be satisfied. Again, Washington so loved his country, his God first, his people and his country, that order, that he knew if such an act of treason went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Thus endangering the country. See, these politicians that are corrupt, that have been busted over and over and over and over again, they're endangering your country. They're endangering you. They're endangering your posterity as you leave off justice. They're endangering you. But see, look, the likes of George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, that had hand in the Constitution that I'm making reference to, said opposite of what you're being told today. Yet it's still the same Constitution. And George Washington knew that justice had to be satisfied. And how every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed, but it did, and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. He could have been spared. Well, you know how it could have been spared? If he didn't want to do the time, he shouldn't have committed the crime. And that's the message the American people need to pass on to those that serve we the people in this country. You don't want to do the time? Then don't commit the crime. Hey, corruption. You don't want to do the time? Then don't commit the crime. And I know that you sit back and you laugh at the face of the American people because you believe that they will do nothing. Well, rest assured, if that appointment isn't set soon, it will happen in the future. But America, you need to understand, by obeying God, is you set that appointment for today, not for the future, and say, well, it's up to God to judge him. Who am I to judge? You're the church. You're called to be the light of the world. And guess what light does, friends? It reproves the darkness. And furthermore, friends, I would ask the question, who told you thou shalt not judge? Because it ain't in Scripture. It's not in Scripture, friends. And put it into context when you read the Bible. We love you by what we do, folks. Love the topic today. Going off an email. Talking about what a man said that the president couldn't do. I want to tell you something, friends. Constitutionally, Donald Trump has all the power in the world to bring forth judgment concerning the crimes of those.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a Project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, before we start rocking the show, I want you to listen carefully. I want you to listen carefully to what one of your founding forefathers said. His name was Patrick Henry, and he is the guy that said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty and suspect everyone who will approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. When you give up that force, you are ruined. Did you hear what he said? Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force, America. Now, that sounds like when I go over to Deuteronomy 4, it tells me, now therefore listen carefully, O children of God. He's talking to Israel. God's fighters defined out as Israel. Okay? 78% of this country professes Christianity. Listen carefully unto me, America, you that profess your Christianity, under the statutes and under the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you. Okay? This is what he commanded. They were not suggestions at any time. I just want to set the record straight. Nowhere in Scripture, friends, the only time Jesus ever asked to see anything was when he wanted to see their faith. He wanted to see what they had in them, and he would ask them the question. But overall, when you look at what he did, he gave commandments through the Holy Ghost, the Bible tells us. So to take that over to what's going on in your country today, I got an email over the weekend, and it says, since you advertise for Mark Levin on the Sons of Liberty website, you should listen to his show on Friday. He is claiming President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. Mark Levin said on his Friday show that President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. America, listen to me carefully. I'm going to go down history lane for a moment again. Do you know that the Republic of the Machiavellians was destroyed because the people refused to deal with corruption in their government? Let me say it again. I'm putting this up to the email that I got over the weekend. Since you advertise for Mark Levin, by the way, he's a secularist, and so is Sean Hannity, and so is Rush Limbaugh, and so are the plethora of names that the conservatives have to offer up. They're secularists. Secular means without God. It's funny how Mark Levin, being a self-proclaimed attorney, who's sworn to the bar, not to God's moral law, which in fact were based off of the Mosaic Institution in the United States of America. They are the ones that are feeding the narrative between the Democrats and the Republicans, which is unconstitutional, only to bring about divide and conquer. But also keep in mind, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and so many others wouldn't have a job, friends, if they talked out of facts, making reference to the Mosaic Institution and making reference to the Constitution, because it demands a response from the people to bring about justice which guards our liberties. But again, here's the email. Since you advertise for Mark Levin on your website, you should listen carefully to Friday's show. He claims that President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. Man, that is humorous to me. Again, taking it to Machiavellians, the Machiavelli, folks, the Republic of, was destroyed because the people refused to deal with corruption in their governments. We are not a democracy again. We are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by God, not the opinions of corrupt representatives in this country. Now, folks, again, the list goes on and on and on and on. And I want to remind you, friends, that the likes of Rush Limbaugh, the likes of Sean Hannity, the likes of Glenn Beck and Mark Levin, and again, a plethora of others, they're feeding the narrative. They're the ones that are giving you the bone that's been thrown to them, only to be used at the end of the day to divide and conquer America. They're the ones feeding the inquiring minds, the gossip of the day concerning corrupt representatives in the United States of America. Need I go to the headlines in America today to show you the corruption that takes place on a daily basis? No, I don't need to do that. You know, it's interesting, though, isn't it? Since this email gives forth, again, unwarranted, unsubstantiated facts, of course, that Donald Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary, isn't it interesting how presidents sure know how to deal with alleged corruption in foreign countries by sending your sons and your daughters to fight unconstitutional wars, though, isn't it? Isn't that amazing how that works? And you know why this is taking place in this country, friends? Because when you go to Jeremiah 5:4, outside of cite Hosea 4:6, where my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Again, friends, going to Jeremiah 5:4, it tells us, therefore I said, this is Jeremiah, surely these are poor. They lack the destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord or the ordinance or the judgments of God. They would rather make void the commandments of God through the keeping of man's commandments, like that of Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, those that have painted you into the corner that you are in today, America, because they don't make reference to God's word, because they don't make reference to the Constitution of the United States. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Again, putting this up in parallel to the email that I just received. Mark Levin on Friday's show is claiming, this email says, that President Trump cannot force the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. Really? Man, that's amazing. And I just shared with you, America, isn't it amazing how the president sure know how to support the military-industrial complex, don't they? They know how to deal with alleged corruption in other countries by sending your sons and daughters to fight unconstitutional wars only to fill the coffers of those in the military-industrial complex. Isn't that amazing how that works? They can enforce something that's unconstitutional, but when it comes to the Constitution of the United States, as it says in Article 2, Section 4, by the way, I responded to this email by saying, I am humored by your ignorance. Period. Question mark. What does the Constitution say? See, they're going off the information that's dropping from the mouths of the foolish ones, like that of Mark Levin, not again making reference to moral law or the Constitution. They're going off what Levin said. Again, what did he say? He's claiming President Trump cannot enforce the DOJ to prosecute Hillary. Hey, by the way, friends, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States of America says the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, she shall and can be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. What is this individual talking about? Well, he's not talking about what's factual.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.